This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Which is dangerous.
But they won't let you go out and catch a wave.
No, I can't go catch a wave. No, that's illegal. And I will get a $1,000 fine or go to jail.
And what have your friends in the shopping committee have been saying?
Well, majority of my friends think it's a complete load of horse excuse my language, but then I've seen a lot of people in the surf community that are just laying down and taking it, and they don't think it's a big deal. Just getting their rights stripped of them.
Are you surprised that the surfing community is just falling back and
Yeah, I'm very surprised. I think if it was the surf community of years ago, they would be like rock and roll and, you know, screw this. But nowadays, there's just a bunch, you know, it's lame. And everybody's just, oh, whatever, you know, I won't surf for a couple weeks or a couple months. Clearly, you don't like to surf that much if that's your M.O.
I love this guy. The surfing community. You know, I mean, and look, I get it. The skateboarding community. You know, the hunting community, the yodeling community. Everything's got to have a community. This dude, he lives and breathes surfing, right? And he's right. You can go jogging. You can go biking some places. Stay at home. I talked there in the last hour. Michigan governor, stay at home. There's no magic number of people you can hang out with. You can't hang out by yourself. You cannot hang out with two people. You cannot hang out with 10. God forbid it's over 10. We got to throw you under the jail. And it's so political. It's so blatantly political. And they're thinking this is going to kill Donald Trump. That's what they're thinking. It's not happening, though. Polling is in Trump's favor, and now Trump's shifting the narrative. Oh, they don't want you to come back out. The Democrats, I'm hearing, oh, August is the date we should let people back out. Yeah, because that would really torpedo the economy. So let's do August. I've heard November. You know what that one's about, right? And then we need to let people absentee vote and write in votes and electronically vote any way we can vote. And potentially kill Donald Trump and get him out of office, let's do it. If we have to involve the Russians, let's do it. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to, folks, the KevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. So I'm with the surfer dude. I'm with this dude that says, you know what? I don't mind giving up certain rights for the protection of others. If there is a real pandemic, I don't have any problem with a lockdown. I wouldn't fly. I wouldn't drive anywhere. I would get my food delivered. I would want it to be, you know, whatever. If it was legit, if it was like the bubonic plague of the whatever time frame that was when it killed all the people, the Great Potato Famine or whatever it was. I don't have a problem giving up rights when it's legit. What I have a problem with is when you want to test me with something that has no legitimacy. And that's exactly what's happening right now. And I've talked about it on the program. I said, look, if you don't see the ruse, you are the stooge. You are the dude in the game that everybody goes, that's the sucker for the night. We will take advantage of him. You might as well just put an S right on your forehead because you are a sucker. And the Democrats know them. They breed them. They create them. They manufacture them. They want suckers. They do not want free-thinking, critical-thinking individuals. Because if you are a critical thinker and you're watching this farce, shame on you, because you need to be in the game. Get in the game. Joe Rogan tweeted something about he's the guy that does the UFC and has his own radio show and big Bernie supporter. And he said something along the lines of don't vote for Trump or Biden. And, you know, because Bernie's out. And he said you have to be an effing idiot or something to vote for Trump. And I said, no, you have to be an effing idiot to vote for either Biden or Bernie Sanders. That would be the effing idiot. All right. It's funny, you know, here's a guy, he's a sports guy that calls UFC, and one of my buddies was looking him up on the internet over the weekend, and he was like, yeah, this guy, he hangs out with outdoorsmen and people like this, wants to push himself off as being a conservative of sorts, you know, one with nature and all this. But he's a Bernie supporter, and he calls you stupid because you want smaller government. You want a person who will tell you the truth about the way things are. Rogan is a capitalist. Bernie would destroy this man. And but he calls you the idiot because you vote for Donald Trump. Man, I get so sick of these people that call themselves celebrity. And Joe, oh, Kevin, he's a martial artist. He'll call you out. Call me out, Joe. Call me out. Let me tell you, I'll get in the octagon with Joe Rogan. I don't have any problem with that. Let's do it. A couple of old guys going at it. I know what the outcome would be. Hey, Joe, nice knowing you. Unbelievable. Anyway, the polling. Democrat pandemic polling. This is from The Hill. Chris Wallace said the race between President Trump and presumptive Democratic nominee Joe Biden, they still call him presumptive, will ultimately be a referendum on the way that Trump has handled the coronavirus outbreak. The anchor added that if Trump is seen as handling it well, he doesn't see how he gets beat. So what he said on America's Newsroom. The perspective from Wallace comes as a new Fox News poll shows a dead heat between Trump and Biden, with each candidate getting 42% of the vote. Fine. In all our polls for months, Biden has had an 8-9 point lead, and now that's gone. It's dead even, Wallace noted. Let me stop for a second and just tell people, if you think Fox is conservative, that what he said, that Biden has had an 8-9 point lead, tells you all you need to know. But he says, as we get into September and October after Labor Day, I think people are going to make a judgment, and they'll understand the president didn't create this virus. So I think they're going to be fair-minded about it. Now, this is Wallace, who is not a conservative. He says, do they think that he handled the crisis well? Do they think he handled the economic crisis well? If they do, I don't see how he gets beat. If they don't, I don't see how he could win. Now, the president tweeted something about Chris Wallace, he says, you're like a shell of Mike Wallace, your father, or something like that. I don't know what that was about, but just the idea, look, here's what I'm going to tell you. If that, forget the polling of 40, they're even. They're not even. Donald Trump's at 55 minimum, and Joe Biden's going to be 38%. Nobody cares about Biden. Trust me. I mean, I want to make sure I make a disclaimer. I'm not news. This is opinion, but it is opinion based on absolute looking at all the way things are done. And I'm telling you, Donald Trump is going to get his second term. The only question, if you want to say that, is how many do we bring down ticket with the House and the Senate? So that's what that is. Hey, when we get back, I want to talk a little bit about Biden and his pick. Chicago is back in the news, and of course you probably know why. And then who should pay for this, you know, just terrible Chinese Wuhan outbreak?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dent.
Should avoid alcohol, drugs, and tobacco. You'll say do it for your umbrella, do it for Big Mama and Pop Pop. There are some people online that are already offended by that language and the idea that you're saying behaviors might be leading to these high death rates. Can you talk about whether or not people, could you, I guess, have a response for people who might be offended by the language that you use?
Well, I use that language because that's the language. I've been meeting with the NAACP, with the National Medical Association, with others. I actually talked with Derek Johnson multiple times this week, the head of the NAACP, and we need targeted outreach to the African-American community, and I use the language that is used in my family. I have a Puerto Rican brother-in-law. I call my granddaddy, granddaddy. I have relatives who call their grandparents, Big Mama. So that was not meant to be offensive. That's the language that we use and that I use, and we need to continue to target our outreach to those communities. It is critically important that they understand it's not just about them. And I was very clear about that. It's not just about what you do, but you also are not helpless. We need to do our part at the federal level. We need people to do their parts at the state level. And we need everyone, black, brown, white, whatever color you are, to follow the president's guidelines, the coronavirus guidelines, and do their part. Because when I talked to the NAACP 3 weeks ago, it's important to note that one of the things they asked me was, can you help dispel the myths in this community that that people actually can't get coronavirus if they're black? That was a myth that was out there that's actually very important for us to squash here.
The person who asked that question was Yamichi Alcindor. If you know the name Lou Alcindor, a.k.a. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, well, her name is Yamichi Alcindor. She's of PBS, the Public Broadcasting Network, the people that got millions and millions of your dollars, maybe billions, to keep them alive. And she's declaring racism in the way that the Surgeon General spoke about the old Chinese Wuhan virus. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Racism everywhere. One guy said, tweeted, this election is going to be like watching a hipster in L.A. trying to change a flat tire without his phone. Beautiful. I agree. Hipsters all. And I don't know how you feel, but when I'm hearing stories about these clowns, and I'm dealing with them, I have a take-no-prisoners attitude about it. When I'm at the airport watching CNN, because that's the only thing that's on, when they say something stupid, I'm like a dude with Tourette's. That's just the most stupid thing. Holy cow. I mean, I'm just going to town. Yelling. Being loud. Donald Trump's going to win. If I see a dude with a Trump... I saw a dude with a Trump hat on. I was traveling this past week. And I went up. I was like, dude, social distancing be dang. Fist bump. Bam. Congratulations. Supporting the good guys. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. It's Kevin Jackson here listening to... Joe Biden is, well, there's lots to talk about. I do want to talk about this particular day today, about some of the stuff that's going on with the, the things that the Democrats have done that they're going to be paying for, that A.G. Barr and Durham and President Trump have been alluding to, this silent, what do they call it, the silent plague or whatever. We're going to talk about that, but I do want to talk about Joe Biden a little bit. On the heels of his sexual abuse allegations, Biden, of course, doubles down on women. He says he's going to pick a female vice presidential candidate. And as they say, keep your friends close and your victims closer. Isn't that what they say? So Joe Biden wants to be able to molest on demand, you know. And think about it. No better person than your VP. Because that person wants to be president. They'll let you grab him by the woo-hoo. You know what I'm saying? Why not pick a woman? There are leftist women who would line up to have that power. Line up. They want to be a part of that. They want to be a part of creepy Joe Biden's third time failed chance at the presidency. So I saw this article in the New York Post, and they listed the women who were most likely to get this. And I want you to understand, while all this is going on, Joe Biden's being sued in criminal court by Tara Reid, a woman who says, I worked on the Biden... or for the Democrats on some campaign, and Biden literally pushed me up against the wall and started having, you know, sex with me in a, you know, with his hand. Okay, I'll just keep it that way. So she's filing charges. The Democrats, of course, the Me Too movement is ignoring this. More proof of this happening than anything that was said about Kavanaugh, but they've ignored it. He's their front runner. And now, Barack Obama has endorsed him. Finally, Barack Obama's like, well, I mean, shoot, ain't nobody left. I mean, you know, I know Cuomo's waiting, but, you know, I can always take it back. I can rescind it. Let people know my word don't mean nothing. Remember? If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. Ha, 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 ha. Joe, if you like my endorsement, you can keep that endorsement. Ha, 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 ha. So anyway, they got six women they've touted. And number one at the top of the list is Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar, who, by the way, had made a previous announcement that she was the pick. Sort of a slip of the tongue, as it were. Pardon the pun, because let's just face it, Joe Biden might have a few slips of the tongue with his VP candidate, who will never, by the way, be inside of the Oval Office. Feel good, folks. There's not going to be any remote voting, ballot, you know, the internet, do it by the, you know, mail or whatever. You have to get off your butt and come in and vote. That's how you're going to have to do it. And there's not a whole lot of fervor to get old Joe in office. And there won't be when Donald Trump gets this market back to where it needs to be. And he's working on that now. So anyway, Amy Klobuchar is number one. They've also mentioned, I love this. If this is the cast of characters, boy, good luck, Joe. Kamala Harris, who accused Joe of being a racist, rode the wave for a little while, then got her butt kicked. Miss Light-Skinned Negro with no Negro dialect, except she has one. Yeah, Kamala, get it. Yeah, girlfriend. Yeah, she'll get all Negro on you in a minute. Gretchen Whitmer, she is the Michigan governor who won't let Michigan people buy seed and has a $1,000 fine if you violate the 6-foot ordinance and on and on. This is Gestapo woman, and she wants to be Joe Biden's running mate. Tammy Duckworth, here's what they said. The second tier includes California Senator Harris, Michigan Governor Whitmer, and Illinois Senator Duckworth. Harris, the only candidate of color, might help juice critically important black turnout. Whitmer's coronavirus leadership in Michigan has won praise, turning her into something of a Midwestern Andrew Cuomo. Duckworth, who lost both her legs fighting in Iraq, would bring a war hero onto the ticket. These are the next three. These are the people that they think, if they pick one of them, they could get Joe Biden over the hump. It gets better, though. So, long shots. Catherine Cortez Masto, Michelle Lujan Grisham, Stacey Abrams, Michelle Obama, and Elizabeth Warren. And they go on to tell you about them. But what was funny to me, the funniest part of this whole story, was they said, no way, on Hillary Clinton. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi is criticizing President Trump for holding back funding to the World Health Organization, saying the decision will be overruled. Pelosi issuing a statement saying this is dangerous, illegal, and will swiftly be challenged. The Speaker of the House facing criticism of her own for doing a late-night TV interview at her home in front of two refrigerators that cost roughly $18,000. New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo says there's a lot of encouraging news regarding COVID-19 data.
The healthcare situation has stabilized. The fears of overwhelming the healthcare system has not happened.
Cuomo was quick to point out that 752 people have died in the past 24 hours from coronavirus. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Because I think what happened to him was one of the greatest travesties in American history. Without any basis, they started this investigation of his campaign. And even more concerning, actually, is what happened after the campaign, the whole pattern of events while he was president. So I to sabotage the presidency, and I think that, or at least had the effect of sabotaging the presidency.
That was A.G. Barr. He did not mince words. Without any basis, they started this investigation of his campaign. More concerning is what happened afterwards to sabotage his presidency, or at least the idea that they thought they were sabotaging his presidency. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Folks, I'm telling you right now with 100% certainty, I may have said it before, President Trump has the Democrats by the short hairs. And he is not so subtly letting them know. He's saying to them in these little tweets that don't say a whole lot, I got you. The invisible enemy will soon be in full retreat. He's not talking about Chinese Wuhan virus, even though it may appear that that's what he's talking about. And that enemy, too, will be in defeat. But Donald Trump knows how to issue a double entendre, something that makes you go, wait a minute, what exactly is he talking about? Because it could be two things. It could be two things. I don't think this is about the Chinese Wuhan virus. I believe this is about what Donald Trump knows. And what A.G. Barr essentially said, which is, I know this was a sabotage job. There was no reason for them to do what they did to President Trump. And if you think that his hand-picked guy, John Durham, is going to come back with anything less, you are delusional, leftist. I know there are a few of them that sneak in and listen to the Kevin Jackson Show just so they can have a bit of sanity in their lives. They want to know, how do they fight? How are they going to fight? If they don't know, because here's the deal. I'm not going to try to hide anything from them. I'm telling anybody who's willing to listen. The Democrats, and many Democrats in the Obama administration are going to do the perp walk. And don't be surprised if Barack Obama is part of it. Oh, Kevin, he's too popular. He's too big. There is nobody too big for this country. Nobody is above the law. Not Barack Obama. And when black folks learn what he did to Trump, after what Trump has done, Trump is, he's declaring white racist groups as terrorists. He's freeing black people out of prison. I mean, for all intents and purposes, Trump ought to come out in blackface the next time he has a press conference and say, how you like me now? listening to The Kevin Jackson Show. By the way, thekevinjacksonshow.com, 844-551-8255. Art, Carl, many others listening to the program, you may have your doubts about what's going on, but I'm going to tell you right now, stop doubting. A.G. Barr said it. He didn't allude to it. He didn't put some political spin on it. He said it point blank. This is what is going to happen. Without any basis, they started this investigation of his campaign. Can he be more clear? Or are you guys still out there looking, I wonder what he's thinking about? He said it. Durham knows it. Durham has got more evidence against these Obama-era snakes, these traitors that tried to do more to influence this election in the favor of Hillary Clinton than all the Russians in 15 generations of Russians. And they almost got away with it. And so Donald Trump says, the invisible enemy will be in full retreat. I don't know what he's planning. I'm telling you right now, I would launch this. I would go get Durham's report and I would launch it right now. You want to shut down the Wuhan crisis? Launch this. Let people know what's going on. Tell them Jim Comey is now about to go before a grand jury and we're about to arrest his big butt. Announce that. Then announce we're going after Susan Rice. We're going after Loretta Lynch. And we're going after the Clintons and the Clinton Foundation. You want to hear what they have to say about them? Here's the Clinton Foundation stuff. Actually, before I get into it, let me tell you who these are. These are Doyle and Monahan. People closely associated with this investigation, they're calling them whistleblowers. And they are testifying before Congress and telling what they know about what the Clinton Foundation is. So here's what they have to say.
So you're saying potentially you're going to bring a civil lawsuit against the Clinton Foundation and that this public hearing might affect that?
No, that, we didn't say that. What we're saying is that the IRS submission stands on its own merit. The IRS will make their determinations based upon what they find. If the IRS finds one way, we'll have one reaction. If they find another way, we'll have another reaction with counsel.
Mr. Monahan, do you believe that based on any interviews that you've done with anybody at the Clinton Foundation that there was criminal activity that might have happened within the Clinton Foundation?
We believe there is indicia of that, yes.
All right. And you base that based on what?
The interviews.
With whom?
We interviewed Mr. Andy Kessel. Larry, can you speak to that directly? We were together.
We interviewed Mr. Kessel on November 30th, 2016. I had reached out to him in early to mid-October. Andy was a former acquaintance of mine on Wall Street. Andy called me back on November 9th at 9:45 in the morning, about three and a half weeks after I had reached out to him. We exchanged pleasantries. I had informed Mr. Kessel about my relationship with Mr. Moynihan so that he was fully aware of who John was. We got together, and he was very forthcoming. We stand by every word that we provided.
So what does forthcoming mean? I mean, what alleged criminal activity do you believe that the Clinton Foundation may have been a part of?
His statements to us were very clear and very genuine. He told us that Mr. Clinton, on a regular basis, mixed and matched his personal business on an ongoing basis with that of the foundation.
All right. So your conversations with Mr. Kessel indicated that there was commingling of funds between the president and the foundation. Is that correct?
Yeah, expenditure of donated funds between his.
So he would use donated funds to the foundation for personal use. Private annulment is what they would call that.
That was stated to us. Yes.
And so were there any other criminal allegations?
Well, he just stated to us very specifically, and it kind of took us both off guard, to be quite frank. Guys, I've been doing this business for a long time. When someone says to me, quote, I know where all the bodies are buried, it was shocking.
But that's hyperbole. So go ahead. Tell me what is the other potential criminal activity that may have happened.
Well, his statements to us about that, we have submitted with the IRS. It's up to them to make a determination on that.
What are the alleged criminal other criminal activity that was communicated to you, Mr. Moynihan, from Mr. Kessel?
What he communicated to us was the commingling of funds. That's the most specific of illegal activities on a regular and ongoing basis.
Did you have another interview with Miss Fischel?
Miss who?
Barbara Fischel.
Barbara Fischel?
Yeah, is there anybody else that you interviewed other than that?
We did.
Who was that?
We're not at liberty to give that name.
Sir, you're sworn testimony. Let me just tell you, that dog doesn't hunt here. If you've interviewed someone else as a witness, you're required to answer that or plead the fifth. What do you want to do?
We made a confidentiality agreement with her at the time, so we'll plead the fifth. But we happen to speak about the interview. We just can't give her name up.
So what you're saying is you have a confidentiality agreement with someone you interviewed.
Yeah.
And what was that person's position?
A very senior position within the Clinton Healthcare Access Program.
All right. So within what is, I guess, referred to as CHI, is that the largest part of the Clinton
Correct.
Foundation?
Yes.
And how many dollars of assets would be in the CHI part of the foundation?
Now we've got it right here.
Just give us a minute. We'll look it up.
Approximately $900 million by the analysis that we had done.
Okay. And what were the allegations that she alerted you to?
She stated very specifically that the funds were used as essentially a piggy bank. You could travel and vacation when you wanted to. That the senior administrators within this fund, operating this fund, treated this and commingled this as personal business, foundation business, for travel and personal expense.
That was Mark Meadows, who's now the president's chief of staff, who was doing the interviewing at the time. And that ongoing investigation has been happening, and apologize for playing such a long clip, but I wanted you to hear it in its context. And what he says, there's a guy named Anthony Kessel, who's a whistleblower, and he knows where the bodies are buried. These are two guys who are telling him, look, we are put in charge of questioning about what the Clinton Foundation is doing. And the guy's going, yep, I know where all the dirt is. Mixed and matches personal business, this is Bill Clinton, with that of the foundations. Meaning, he spent money donated in charity as his little private slush fund. Because that's what Democrats do. But that's nothing in comparison to what Durham and Barr and these guys are going to bring out. Nothing. By the way, anybody think for one second that the stuff with Biden and his son is going away? You think Donald Trump's going to be hands-off in dealing with that? You have to be crazy to believe that.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Anthony Kessel, part of the Clinton Foundation, I think he was the CFO, says he knows where all the bones are buried. That's just Clinton Foundation. That doesn't talk about how Hillary Clinton and the DNC conspired against Bernie Sanders. That we're not even getting into the crux of all of this. Robert Mueller and his airtight case, and who was it, Adam Schiff, talking about he had all this evidence against the president. Where's all that evidence? Doesn't exist. Never materialized. Now they want to do what? This coronavirus commission? I said that is a trap.
They want to, oh, what happened to the money? Did every business spend this money the way it was supposed to? Let me tell you, if the Democrats are in control of this and you're a conservative company and you got money for this, you better have your ducks in a row. They will come after you. If you're a liberal company, a leftist, they wouldn't care at all. Take the money, spend it on a vacation for all they care. But you're a Trump. You are a conservative, registered Republican. You better have your ducks in a row. We got our ducks in a row. Guarantee you. Anyway, you got all this stuff going on and that's about to occur. You got Comey, who's crooked. You got Brennan, who's under fire right now. I wouldn't be surprised if that dude has got to be shaking in his boots. He comes out and tweets and acts like he's tough. He thinks that deep state is still in place for him. He's about to get a rude awakening. James Clapper hasn't said a word. Will you guys do me a favor? Research Clapper just right now. See what you can find about him. I'm really curious as to what's going on with him. This is insane. John Carlin, remember that name. And there are going to be many others that you're going to hear about. I'm just telling you, don't think for a second this is over. Donald Trump knows. Let me tell you, this tweet that he did saying he's going to, the invisible enemy will be on the run. It's not a pandemic. He's not talking about this fake news pandemic. This thing that he knows is a hoax. Now they're trying to use that against him. He sued a group for saying that he called the pandemic, the disease itself, a hoax. He didn't call that a hoax. He called everything following it a hoax. And don't think he doesn't understand what they're trying to do and how to undo it. Let me tell you what kind of president you have, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. You have a president who says, I know the game and I know how they're trying to fix the game, but trust me, I'm way ahead of them in the game. You seen the stock market? 23,000, it's approaching 24,000. There's 5,000 of room that will happen between now and the election, most likely. You better get in. I told a friend of mine, this is going to be the quickest gain in the market you could possibly make. You can make 25 to 30% on your money in a period of months. It will take you years to have the gains that you're going to have in months. You'd be crazy not to get in on this. It's kind of like when Trump got elected. How many? I'm going to raise my hand. I didn't put a nickel in the market. It just was rising, rising, rising. I just go, do I wish I'd go? So guess what you got? A reboot. You got a reboot. What's going to impact this market? China's going to get hit hard. Absolutely going to get hit hard. Trust me. They got 1.5 billion people to buy their crap. But you know what's going to happen over here? Money coming back on shore. Manufacturing, jobs, etc. The biggest economy in the world is going to get bigger. And it's going to get backed by the right stuff. I'm not raining, telling you, oh, it's all wonderful. No, we still print money. We do a lot of the wrong stuff. But that's legacy. You finally have a guy who gets it. And you got 4 years to enjoy this before the cake hits the fan again. I don't know who we're going to put into office beyond that. I hope it's a Nikki Haley or somebody that is at least is conservative, right? But are they going to have the gumption and the savvy to know how of Trump? No. They better be able to put some good people around them. Anyway, the party of lynching is going to have a very difficult time. I've already talked about polling. 49% approve of Trump as the president, 51% approve on his actions with Chinese Wuhan, and this, folks, is with a media that is solidly against him, been against him the whole time. Those are BS numbers. They're higher than that. Trust and believe. Let me put it to you this way. If 49 and 51% are the real numbers, you're dealing with a 90% or an 85%. In other words, we're not talking about 100%. He's got almost half. You're talking about solidly having well over half of the population who like what they're seeing. And let me tell you, I have not lost 1 ounce of faith in Donald Trump. Had a friend of mine, he said, man, I was looking at he goes, I don't watch my portfolio, Kev. I said, you don't? He goes, nah. He goes, I'm presuming I took a hit. I told him, don't look at it right now. Don't look at it. He goes, I don't. He goes, man, I'm for Trump. I know, you know, whatever he's doing, it's the right thing. And look, I said, it's exactly what happened. So here's a guy. Now, he's a Trump guy, and he's staunch. So I'm not making him the litmus test. But what I'm telling you is, he gets it.
But more people are going to get it. See, this is what I tell people all the time. By the way, you're listening to The Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. But I tell people all the time, be happy the Democrats have lost their minds. Be happy that Governor Whitmer of Michigan said you can't grow seed, and I'm going to fine you $1,000 if you're out in public, you know, within 6 feet of somebody, and you can't socialize. And the Democrats go, they praise her for her actions, and the people are going, I don't like this. I don't like not making money. I don't like what you're doing, and I don't like the reasons you're doing it. Everything they're doing is backfiring, but let them do it. Let's do it. Pelosi, we need to have another stimulus so I can wrap a bunch of crap around it. And the Republicans are going, nope, we're not going to do this again. I don't know what they're going to do. I can't predict them. I know Trump is finally, hopefully, will put his foot down and say, I'm not passing another stimulus bill unless it is strictly based on getting these small businesses their money. I'm not doing another one. Because I would back him 1,000%. I'm waiting on funds that they're promising us, but I'd back him 1,000%. Because you know what? When he gets reelected, he'll get it done. Somehow he'll get it done. I don't know how, but he will. So let them play their games. But what's going to really crush him is when these indictments start coming down. And here's what I'm trying to, let me tell you what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to predict, what would I do as a strategist if I knew I was right, and in terms of all the stuff that was going to come out about Carlin and Clapper and Brennan and Comey and Strzok and Page and all of them, right? And McCabe, possibly Obama. When do I drop the bombs? When do I start leaking things out? When do I start skewing things my way? Do I do it on Fox? Do I give it to the New York Times and tell them, hey, look, you're going to get an opportunity to get in front of this story, but if you don't, your competitor is going to really... Do I let the leftist media get a little bit of this little taste? What's the timing of it? Do I do it as the market is rising? Or do I do it, do I want to negate any good news that's going to happen? Because like I said, the stock market went down to the high 18,000s, and now it's over 23. It was approaching 24,000 when last time I looked. It's almost, halfway back. So what do you do? When do you do it? That's what I'd be thinking about. Because here's what I can tell you. A.G. Barr, he knows what's going on. Donald Trump's been pimped to, let me tell you what's going on, buddy. We know who's involved. We know how this got started. We know who lied when they lied. And by the way, James Comey, you're going to prison. James Comey's going to prison. I know. Oh, Kevin, you can't take that. Okay, I'm telling you, as a strategist, James Comey's going to prison. There are going to be Democrats that go, Jim, we did the best we could, but now, man, we got to get you in there. Now, if Biden's elected, we'll get you out. Give us a little bit of time. We'll get you a pardon. But somebody's going to prison, and I'm telling you, I think it's James Comey. Yep. Donald Trump has kicked the Democrats' butts on the virus. They couldn't make anything out of it, so now they got to extend it. And every conspirator that is in the mix is now being looked at. And they know what's in that report. Don't be fooled. Adam Schiff knows. Where is he? Where's Adam Schiff? What's he doing? He's trying to form the coronavirus task force so he can start something else because he's got nothing else. Adam Schiff knows what's coming. The Democrats know what's coming. They have to figure out, how do we counter this? The virus is going away. No matter what they say, like, oh, there's all this fighting between who's got real power to turn back on the economy. Can the president start it or do the governor start? Let the governors of Texas and Indiana and these where Republican governors start this thing going back, get moving, the economy starts booming, jobs start coming back. Let them start and watch what the Democrats do. They got to leave. They got to stop it. They got to go, okay, we got to jump in the game too. Just telling you, people aren't going to stay and not make money and play this game. And that's what it is. It's a game. It's a game that is about to end badly for the Democrats.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.